If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Imagine that you're in a movie, and imagine the movie begins now. And you're the hero of the movie.
Yeah.
What would that guy do?
Yeah.
What would that guy do right now?
Yeah.
Because you are.
Motherfucking purpose is you. We forget that. Every fucking day I wake up and I don't want to do some fucking shit. I'm like, okay, man, do you want to be a today? Do you want to feel like a little bit? Do you want to walk around all day knowing that you could, but you didn't?
Nobody believes in you. You've lost again and again and again. The lights are cut off, but you're still looking at your dream, reviewing it every day, and say to yourself, it's not over until I win.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
Get up, move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is, and go attack it. And you may be successful, and you may not be successful, but you will be better.
The biggest advice I could give you right now, and this is not my words, Woody Allen told me this. I said, Woody, what's the secret to success? He said, 85 to 90% of life is just showing up. Show up. If you show up, there's a chance something could happen.
What would you do if you only had 6 months to live? What would you do if you only had 6 months to live? Who would you spend your time with? Where would you go? What would you want to do? What would be important? What would be unimportant? If you ask that question over and over again, you'll have a tendency to keep your life in balance. Everything in moderation.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, the discipline of patience. The thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience, because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break.
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, don't do that.
We have the ability to go in such a space. If you're willing to suffer, and I mean suffer, your brain and your body, once connected together, can do anything. I was so driven, and I'm not gonna say motivated, because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
Only way that you can prepare yourself for unchosen suffering is with chosen suffering.
Right.
You can elect to put yourself into a position to become a stronger alloy of whatever the metal is that you're made of. And by purposefully choosing difficult things, you will armor yourself against that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's still going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
But think about how much more fragile you would be if you hadn't overcome all of this stuff. We spoke about this yesterday. Every single person that I know that is incredibly successful in a balanced way and has a good perspective on it elects to do very hard things regularly. Mm-hmm. It humbles them. It reminds them that they're just mortal.
Mm-hmm.
And it also means that if the entire mainstream media apparatus tries to come down on top of you, let's say, just as a hypothetical, let's say that that occurs, that you can deal with it because you know that you've dealt with 1,000 disgusting kettlebell workouts followed by a cold tub, or whatever.
You can't wait for everything to be perfect.
to start living your life. Because I bet that's what I've done. My whole life has been like that. Inside of me, it has been. As soon as it's all lined up, I'm going to show you myself. As soon as I've got it all looking the way I want, I'm going to show up for you. And for me. I'm never going to get to that where everything's okay, where everything looks a certain way. And in the meantime, I'm burning the best time I do have available. I'm burning that candle up. I'm burning this candle down, and I'm saying as soon as it gets bright enough or warm enough in here, I'm going to show up. But the candle's getting smaller.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
The best thing that happened to me, no one helped me. No one felt sorry for me.
Reminder that if you want to be exceptional, you're going to be different from everyone else. That's what makes you exceptional. You can't fit in and also be exceptional. Both have discomfort. When you fit in, you have internal conflict because you're not being 100% you. When you're exceptional, you have external conflict because everyone sees you as different. Pick one. When your friends start to say, "You've changed," remember it's because they don't know how to say, "You've grown."
When life was unfair, boxing was around to make it fair. On one given night, if you worked hard enough, if you dreamed big enough, if you were tough enough and you made yourself tough enough, you sacrificed enough, you became polished and savvy enough and technically equipped to do things that you had, then you learned those things and you just worked yourself to the bone. No matter where you came from, no matter what part of the world, no matter who your parents were, no matter what your poverty level may have been, may not have been, no matter what you had, what you didn't have, no matter what people had told you, didn't tell you, all of that, if you made yourself and took advantage of that opportunity and got yourself ready, and you were ready to behave like a champion, you could get in that ring on one given night and make the world fair.
This is why most people never get anywhere. Most people are incapable of picking a direction and going.
Just going.
They observe the possibilities. They get paralyzed by all the possibilities. They refuse to move forward on all the possibilities, and then time passes them by. So it's very important that you make a decision and you go down that path. You commit to that path with the mentality of having zero options. I don't have a choice but to see this through.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero. And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them. And the difficult part of the lonely chapter is that the Rocky cutscene lasts 90 seconds in the movie and lasts 5 years in reality.
We're all looking for this great mythical mental toughness. Mental toughness doesn't come from sitting on a couch. It doesn't come from wishing it would come true. It comes from putting in the work, and you have to start developing your mindset. Mindset is not developed by wishing. Mindset is developed by doing and actually putting in the practice.
And that's the key difference between a dream and a goal. See, a dream is something you can imagine. A goal is something you achieve. big difference.
Always do more than you get paid for to make an investment in your future. Now, some unions would argue with us on this. But
I really want to say to children out there and to people who are watching, Confucius said one time, he who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right.
It might be April where you are, and you're expecting nice weather and shit, but it's 20 degrees. So, you might be somewhere where it's too hot. So, you might have sore legs, sore back, sore shoulder. So, the struggle is real. It never gets any easier. You gotta get harder. I was out yesterday, getting after it. Had one of the best runs I've had in a long time. PR'd that bitch. So, no one cares what you did yesterday. It only matters what you're doing today. Those who take me literally, so, I'm a...
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Cheerleader for those who want to be better, not for those who want to stay the same.
Champions are never woken up and born into success. They're created, they're mature, they'll struggle, then weather through that effort of hard work and dedication and sacrifice to achieve that championship status. It's these moments, these decisions we make on a daily basis. Do we get up early and go for a run? Do we hit the snooze button? Do we go that extra rep in the gym and our body's dying? Do we push past that? All these little things are the inches that add up to be the measure of difference between first place and forever forgotten. Second place. Huge margins. But if you look about your day and all these little moments of life, all these little opportunities are in your wheelhouse. You create them. And later in life, when you're crying because you came up short, stop being so selfish. Look back on your day. Examine it. Put it under a microscope. And have responsibility for your actions. Those inches you need to be number one then, which is now in the past, are around us every single day. It's not a bad break. It's not the ref making a bad call. It's that you get up that day and do those little tiny things, the little details, the little nuggets of life. That's what adds up to be the difference. And if you're going to sit here and complain why you came up short without taking responsibility and looking at yourself internally first on all the opportunities you decide to pass on for comfort, then you're a shallow person, guys.
If you get out of high school, you don't know what to do, and then you start playing video games and you're on social media, a day can slip by like that.
Yeah.
A day becomes a week, becomes a month, becomes a year, and before you know it, you're 30.
Yeah, right.
And you haven't done shit.
What separates me from a lot of people is they go into a daunting task, and the task is overwhelming. Like, when I heard the pull-up record was 4,020 pull-ups, and I was talking about breaking this record, people are like, oh my God. I went right to a pen and paper. Like, what are you doing? I'm doing the math, man. What are you talking about? I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups in a minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen.
Millions of dollars was on my mind at that time. I was dead broke. There was no time to relax, go hang out, party. No, I was broke. I needed millions. I saw, even when I had negative money in my account, which was very often, I saw millions in my future. I wanted safety, comfort, security, ease, no more stress. Tired of watching people stress. Tired of watching people scrape and pawn shit just to make pay this. And you know what I mean? I was tired of that shit, tired of being that myself. So that was my theme, you know what I mean, at that time. No time to chill. I'm trying to get milled.
You have to find your best self. And to do that, you can't stay in the comfortable world. You gotta find a spot that's not so comfortable. You're racing against no one but yourself. And when you continuously think that you
When you compare yourself to other people, you are losing the race. And it, like, this race is you against you, man. So don't get caught up in all this bullshit out here of the social media and this is where I'm at and this is what I'm doing and this is how great I am. Leave all that shit behind, man. Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going and only where you're going.
Have you ever seen the Facebook post that Kobe put after he ruptured his Achilles? This is such BS. All the training and sacrifice just flew out of the window with one step that I've done millions of times. The frustration is unbearable. The anger is rage. Why the hell did this happen? Makes no damn sense. Now I'm supposed to come back from this and be the same player or better at 35? How in the world am I supposed to do that? I have no clue. Do I have the consistent will to overcome this thing? Maybe I should break out of this rocking chair and reminisce on the career that was. Maybe this is how my book ends. Maybe Father Time has defeated me. Then again, maybe not. It's 3:30 a.m. My foot feels like a dead weight. My head is spinning from the pain meds and I'm wide awake. Forgive my venting, but what's the purpose of social media if I won't bring this to you? No real image. Feels good to vent, let it out, to feel as if this was the worst thing ever. Because after all the venting, the real perspective sets in. There are far greater issues and challenges in the world than a torn Achilles. Stop feeling sorry for yourself, find the silver lining, and get to work with the same belief, same drive, and same conviction as ever. One day, the beginning of a new career journey will commence. Today is not that day. If you see me in a fight with a bear, pray for the bear. I've always loved that quote. That's Mamba mentality. We don't quit, we don't cower, we don't run, we endure and conquer. I know it's a long post, but I'm Facebook venting, lol. Maybe now I can actually get some sleep and be excited for surgery tomorrow. First step of a new challenge. Thank you for all your prayers and support. Much love always. Mamba out.
It's the moments in life, the decisions you make on a moment-to-moment basis that add up to be the guy or not the guy. Tonight, I did something, you know, that I feel more of a guy for me, who I am, my guy. You know, repeat that over and over and over again. It's just, one, it's a better life. You feel like more confident. You have a better sense of reality. You know, the way you go about your day is in a more productive fashion. You're more goal-oriented. They all just synergetically go together into a movement, a force that's very unstoppable, man.
Why not you? You've got the brains, you can make decisions, you can study the plan, you can change your life, you can grow immensely in the next few years, you can make your dreams come true, you can build a financial wall around your family nothing can get through, you can become healthy, you can become powerful. Why not you?
You better make sure in the next season of your life that the person who walked away from you know what they're missing. You better do something so strong and so big with your life that they have to sit on the couch and say, that's the one that got by. Man, I should have just stayed in there a little bit longer. I should have been a little more patient. I should have prayed a little bit harder. Do something with your life that makes them regret turning you away and turning you over.
When you watch television, waste time, hang out, fool around, and so on, all of that counts as well. And it's going on the negative side of your ledger. A person who has a great life, by the law of accumulation, is a person who's accumulated far more credits, more pluses, on the credit side than debits on the debit side. And here's an important point. If what you are doing is not moving you towards your goals, then it's probably moving you away from your goals. Nothing is neutral. Everything that you're doing is either moving you toward the things that you want to accomplish in life, the person you want to be, the wealth you want to accumulate, or it's moving you away.
Two forms of pain. Pain that breaks you and the pain that changes you. That's the pain of a change right there. That's the pain of progress. The pain that destroys you isn't this shit. It's later in life knowing you could have been more. And all that's left is you and the mirror and tears of a possibility left that you allow to die. Own your fucking life, guys. You get every opportunity. There's no excuse not to be the hardest motherfucking worker in the room in all your endeavors, schoolwork, the gym, your career, your relationship, your name's attached to it. It's gotta mean more than anything. That's your name, it's all you got.
The unfulfilled potential is the story of most people's lives.
It is.
Why?
just be the best version of yourself in anything that you do. You don't have to live anybody else's story. Sometimes people make it seem like you have to have certain prerequisites or a crazy life story in order to be successful in this world. But the truth is, you really don't. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you have or don't have, what you lack, what you have too much of, but all you need to have is faith in God, an undying passion for what you do or what you choose to do in this life, and a relentless drive and the will to do whatever it takes to be successful and whatever you put your mind to. Make sure you live in the moment and work your butt off every single day.
Second place isn't an option anymore, guys. The more you give in here, the more you get out there. Why would you not want to give it at all? What else are you going to do? You come here and kill it right now? Or stay home on the couch? You know, watching the life pass by. I know it sounds like habitual what I say all the time, but sometimes you got it ingrained in your head. What else would you be doing right now? Taking the time off? Or taking the time to get ahead? It's just, that seems so simple to me, that solution, that the choice is there. If it doesn't seem so easy to you, it's because you don't believe in yourself. You believe in yourself, you want to be in here killing it. Because giving you that much more of a chance, because you believe you can come that. The people that don't come in here because they're tired and stuff are people that don't believe in themselves. That's why they don't see the asset of being in the gym to grow. They see it as a waste of time. Because they don't believe they can ever get there. So therefore, why take the precautionary steps to sharpen and hone the arsenal to really go to battle? Because they don't even want to go to battle because they know they're going to lose.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.